Triple M's Rush Hour starts in 10 seconds.
I'm already getting excited.
Thanks to the new TaylorMade Tour Response Ball. Swear by it, not at it. The ball designed for you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Hope Jim's listening because we're very, very good.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I'd need to have a look at my contract.
Oh.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working. Over time. Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Yes, we do. Day two of the Rush Hour 2020. Bill and Daisy, no Jim, and great to have you aboard, Daisy. You turned up yesterday hungover, and you've turned up today hungover.
You're telling lies, Bill, but it is great to be back. You did try and lead me astray last night. However, I am smarter than I look and much smarter than your good self. Mm. But no, we did sneak out for a couple of frothies, as you most love to call them, and had a very good night.
We did a reunion for the jungle. We'll talk about that later. We've also got, we're going to open the lines later on. I'm coming to you, Rabs. I've forgotten. Open the lines and connect with the Rush Hour listeners.
A couple of the Collingwood AFLW superstars in studio too, Bill.
And they're Irish, both of them. So we'll have a chat to those girls, Sarah and Ashling. But Rabsy, welcome.
This is the country where your people cheer on some of the world's greatest cricket players, from Sachin Tendulkar to Virat Kohli.
Sachin. Now, Donald, fair dinkum, if you're going to endear yourself to the Indian public and the country, you've got to get the name right.
Can we have that again, Rabsy? Can we just...
From Sachin Tendulkar to Virat Kohli.
Now, I am an avid listener of this station when I am not on it, Bill.
Yes.
Does that remind you of anything?
Not at all. You couldn't stuff up as badly as what
Donald
did. Well,
two of the great sportsmen, them cricketers. What about your NBA players? You across them?
Sometimes.
The great LeBron James?
Yep. Would you be like that, or you'll bounce up and go, "Hey, Lebo, Lebo,
Lebo, the great Australian, Matty Dellavedova."
That's him, Matty Dellavedova. Him, Jim, him, Matty Dellavedova. There you go.
The great aerial skier, Lydia Lasila.
Lydia Lasila. Lasila. Lydia. We love her, Lydia.
You
she
are.
Was on Survivor. Mm. Oh, geez, she had a big blue, didn't she, with Shane Gould.
That was story for another day.
It is exactly there, but we like Lydia. So that's is that your gold you've been working on?
That's the gut.
Yeah, got any more?
Well, that's actually not the flying winger from the rugby the rugby league side, the Melbourne Storm, Bill.
Solly Lassie Vanarou.
You have absolutely butchered the English language.
Well, they are hard to say, those names.
My favourite was coming in one time with Knackers Earl. The big didn't even worry about the first name.
Oh, Knackers Earl, he loves it. Don't worry about that. No, good work. That's what you've been working on, you two, for the last
four and a half hours.
I know. Now, Daisy, last night we went down here to the Clarendon Hotel, had a lovely Asian-infused meal.
We absolutely did, Bill.
That's Asian infusion, it's called, which is very nice, Clarendon.
Just fusion. Asian fusion talks about this, but it is infused with Asian spices as well.
Beautiful.
Very good.
You probably just say Asian. You don't even say
But that's
fusion.
A sign says infusion.
So it says fusion.
It says fusion.
Fusion. But very nice anyway. We had a reunion for the celebrity. I'm out of here. Get me out of here now. And and it was good to see 10 turned up.
It was great to see 10 turn up. Some long-lost friends.
Yes.
Some that were obviously in the show for a little while and some for a bit longer. Ryan and Charlotte, your friends.
We had
a bit of fun there, didn't we?
Now.
Set them at opposite sides of the table.
There was a bit going on there, and in the jungle they were. But last night, it's fair to say, I don't think they've spoken a lot.
No, I wasn't reading too much into it, Bill, but you're good self. You're having a pretty good time down there.
No.
You and Rhonda again. Where are we?
And they didn't talk last night, Ryan and Shell. But anyway.
you're doing celebrity news now.
Well, I'm just keeping the people informed, and I don't think they will. What about Charlotte? So she was with us last night. She goes to New Zealand today, two appearances in New Zealand, back to Darwin on Thursday.
A very, very busy girl. It's incredible that she can well, not only make a career out of it, but do it so well. She, every person you speak to, the first question was, how hard was it? And do you know Charlotte?
Do you know Charlotte? And then Miguel's about fourth or fifth.
No, I haven't reached him yet.
We've got a good show. We're going to open the lines very shortly, which would be nice. We're going to talk to the AFLW players. We might just get in next because I see them here. Well, they're only little girls, but we'll have a chat to them. They're tiny. You're taller than them, Daisy.
I am tall, Bill.
Exactly. So we'll talk to the AFLW girls up next from Collingwood.
Hi, my name's Sarah. I play for Collingwood.
So row for a second. Great contact. All the way from County Mayo to Docklands.
Clever handball out. Waiting down Sheridan. And Sheridan bangs the Magpies' second goal through.
There they are. Two AFLW stars that play with Collingwood. Two Gaelic football stars also. Sarah Rowe, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks. And Aisling Sheridan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you, Ash? All right?
I'm good now. Can't complain.
Both Irish too. You would have picked that up. But how many Irish girls are playing in the AFLW?
There's, I think, 18 of us this year. That's out. I don't know if all of us have got a game yet, but there's 18 Irish girls.
How many boys would there be?
Oh, there'd be a handful, Bill. Does the GAA, are they mad that so many people are defecting and coming out?
No, to be fair, so we'd be with the LGFA, which is the Ladies Gaelic Football Association. So they're really supportive and, you know, it's brilliant to see so many girls getting such amazing opportunities. But I think there's kind of more outside noise coming in now, just probably saying, you know, it might end up kind of weakening the ladies' sport at home. So, yeah, no, they're very supportive, but I think it's more outside noise coming in now that's not really that happy.
Because you were a two-time GAA Team of the Year player, is that correct?
Ladies.
I'm not quite across that, so excuse the ignorance of the Gaelic football fraternity.
No, it's okay. That was with our league, so that was the two previous years, so yeah.
And Rowie, you're still playing Gaelic football?
Yeah, so basically come out at the end of October, go home at Christmas for 2 weeks, and then I stay out until the end of April and then go back into our championship season. So you've about 6 weeks until all the really serious games happen, but before that you miss out on kind of league games, which is kind of like the equivalent to the VFL over here. Yeah. So you're missing out on game time and that kind of practice, but you know, you get to come back into the serious part of the season.
Do you know Connor McKenna?
Yes.
Because he's obviously staying over there to play Gaelic footy, is he?
I think so. Well, I'm not 100% sure, but...
Essendon don't, do you?
Coming back this week, Bill, they just said
put her on the spot.
Well, no, she's best friends with him.
No, I'm not best friends with him, but I know him. In Ireland, we all know each other. It's quite a small place, but it would just be more so you'd know of him, you know, of a situation. Right. But it's like anywhere. When you get home for a while, like, of course, you're going to miss... It's the person, it's the people, it's the Irish people. You miss all that. But for us, it's easy because it's just the 6 months. It's a bit of a, you know, you come out, take it really seriously. And it's also kind of, it's an opportunity to travel as well. Yeah. So there's lots to it.
Good.
A lot of chat in the AFLW world is about the injuries. Have you girls got any thoughts on that? Is it spoken about internally behind the closed doors?
Yeah, it's crazy, to be honest. Like, myself and Ash were saying we actually count our blessings after we come off every game and say that we're injury-free. I think the big thing, the noticeable thing this year has been all the ACL injuries, and that I don't know how you ever prepare yourself or stop yourself from that happening. But, that's the biggest concern, I suppose. Yeah,
people get in trouble for that, Ash, saying that the girls get injured too much. But you do. There seems to be a lot of injuries, and I don't know how you stop it.
And that's it exactly. Like, I know people might look into the strength and conditioning and things like that, but sometimes I think if you're going to get injured, you might just be unlucky and it happens. And especially being females, with the cruciate injury, for example, they're looking into studies to see, is it because we have a wider hip Q angle kind of thing, and they think that that's actually related to why so many girls are doing their cruciate.
Aisling is actually an athletic therapist and trainer, if you haven't noticed, with her attention to detail on that level.
Billy was nodding then and didn't have a clue what you were saying.
What did you say, Rowie, then? Aisling was a what?
Athletic therapist and trainer, so like a sports physio type thing.
I don't know what.
Story of our lives.
I know.
Can't understand a word.
How did you girls realise how big football was in this city? Not don't worry about AFLW or AFL. How big the game was in this city, Melbourne?
AFL or GA?
How big AFL was, like a religion?
No, definitely not. Yeah. I'd seen things about the men's and all that as well, but it's a whole new world when you come out here and you actually experience it. But it does really remind me of the way the culture of the GAA is. It's our main sport at home and it's very similar to that. People live and die for it.
Yeah, yeah. Same with you, Ash, how big it was and like a religion.
Yeah, it's mass over here. I didn't actually realise it till I came out here, and then even to see people come watch trainings and the amount of crowd, people that does be at games and even with the females and stuff, like in the men, and then you see them filling out stadiums, and it's like even for the men's championship at home, they get a massive crowd, but it's never to the extent of what you get for some of the games here. It's crazy.
We'll take a break. We're with the girls, Sarah and Ashling from AFLW Collingwood. We'll be back after the break. Girls, you're going well. Just stay put.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M. Bill and Daisy, your chance to win tickets to all 4 days of the Australian Grand Prix coming up very shortly. Daisy.
And we have Sarah Rowe and Ashling Sheridan from the Collingwood Football Club AFLW team here. Bill, yes. It'd be rude of us to have the girls in here and not ask about the controversy that was a couple of weeks ago with your teammate, Stacey Livingston.
I wouldn't have brought this up.
I've played for both of these teams, so I'm very well versed to ask the question, Bill.
Yes. What
girls,
is it?
Well, just how was it received internally? How did you go? How did you get over it? How is Stacey doing? Because I know that there was a lot of support for Taylor, but often the person who says the words can get slammed quite harshly. So thoughts, questions, queries, girls?
Next topic, I reckon.
Yeah. I thought it was good for the game. It was good, a bit of spite in there, and it's Collingwood and Carlton, of course. So I thought it was okay, and she came out and apologised, so...
I wasn't asking you the question. Oh, well, we moved on. Okay, very good. We will move on.
Irish girls, I'm looking after them. Now, speaking of Collingwood Footy Club, how's Ed?
Who? Who?
Ed.
Eddie.
Do you know Eddie Maguire?
No, I don't actually.
Do you know? You don't?
Do you know of him?
No.
Oh!
I'm only joking.
That's a good one, Sarah. How is Ed? Do you see him down there much?
We do. We saw him at, he's at the first game. He's in the dressing room when we played West Coast Eagles. Yeah. So it was good to see him. Yeah, you see him knocking around the gym and he's in and out of the club always.
This is his studio. He sits right there in the mornings. Hot breakfast.
I believe so.
Yes, yes.
I've been in here once or twice when he's been here.
Oh, have you? You've done a bit of radio, have you?
What do you sound surprised, Bill?
Third time, maybe.
Third?
Yeah.
Now, Bill, the girls went to Dublin City Uni. So you've not only done university together, but now coming across and playing football together. What an absolute treat that is.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Now, we've actually lived together for 3 years before we came out here. So we know each other inside out, I'd say, at this stage, and had a few college night outs and stuff together. Wowzers. So, yeah, probably a few stories.
Not sick and tired of each other? Any blues? Anything?
No.
Worked out perfectly now that Ash came out. It was the ideal situation, really, to have another one of your friends come out with you. So.
Oh, yeah. Do you live together here?
Yes.
Oh, jeez. And the boyfriends, they live with you?
No, they're back home in Ireland. Ash is...
My boyfriend's coming out tomorrow, so he's out for 3 weeks.
Skip training?
No, I'll not do that. He's out after training, thankfully. The flight doesn't land until 12.
Good.
You go, mate.
What's the hardest thing? The hardest thing about our game, because it's a bit different to the Gaelic football. What's the hardest thing? Is it bouncing the ball? Is it the ball 360 degrees or the handball? What do you find the hardest?
I reckon it's not so much the skills. I reckon it's the game structures and the rules of the game and the things that you have to make the mistakes yourself in order to actually learn. And sometimes that can be in match situations where you can't really afford to make them mistakes. Like a 50-metre penalty or... the ball hitting off the post, I would think that you would play on in the normal world, but not over here.
Says the Irish girl.
In every other sport in the world, you play on. So, yeah.
Any
maybe you should rethink that rule.
I'd probably be the same. That and probably learn how to use your body. Like, because you really don't have to be the strongest player on the field to beat someone. You just need to know how to use your body to kind of shake off a player or to beat a player. So that has been definitely probably the most challenging because at home it's technically non-contact. So, getting tackled and stuff is completely new to us.
And this week you were playing in the curtain raiser for the bushfire relief match, Collingwood v Melbourne, Marvel Stadium. Standing room seats or tickets only left, Bill.
Is it?
A huge crowd expected. Are you excited for that?
Yeah, it would be really good now. I'd say our game is at 5:40, so I'd say the crowd would start to come in, hopefully.
It'll be busy by the end, yeah.
And it'll be completely new to me. I haven't seen Marvel Stadium and that, so I'm really excited.
Where do you play? Rowie?
This year I've been playing on the wing. Last year I played a bit of half forward and rotated a small bit then through the middle as well. So,
Aisling?
Have you ever been called Rowie before, by the way?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And Shera over there?
Yeah, I think that that's actually my nickname.
Yeah, of course it is.
They rotate me. They're kind of trying to figure me out. So they've played me in like all different positions in the forward line and then rotate me through the mid. So to be honest, could end up anywhere on the field. I'm just happy to be out there running about.
Goal-kicking machine. Kicked the first goal against the Pies. Against Carlton for the Pies in the first time the Pies had won, and then kicked another goal on the weekend.
And that was a big game. I actually watched that game. That was on early. It was on like Donkey Kong, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Do you know what Donkey Kong is?
Yeah.
Just an expression.
But it was on early, wasn't it? It was a good, tough game, that one.
Yeah, it was. It was brilliant now. And to be fair, the goal I got, Sarah Darcy, she was open to take the goal and I was on my own. And she was it was a very unselfish play of her. She just handed it to me and it was a really easy goal. You know, if I'd missed it,
Don't give anyone else the praise. Take it all yourself.
No, to be fair. And then she got her goal after, so I was delighted. But it was a great way to get my first goal and to kind of just get that under my belt and probably get a little bit more confidence.
I tell you, it's been good. You only won one game, Collingwood, last year. They've been a bit ordinary the last couple of years. But the new coach, Steve, he's been fantastic.
Yeah, he's been brilliant. He's there's a great like player coach relationship, and you can approach him about anything and ask him questions. But he has been dealing with us really well, and training has been stepped up a lot, and standards have just been risen.
He's come from Glenelg and Norwood over in the Sandful, so he's done a really good job. So
and fantastic. They haven't had too many new recruits, so it is just the list development and the extra time together and playing together.
Yeah, and it's that extra year of experience and that. Say some of the younger girls have, you know, 7 AFLW games under their belt now. So it's that, you know, that step up that you make after and all the mistakes you make in the first year you can implement the second year.
How do you go being Irish? Do you cop many jokes and things like that, girls?
Oh, no. Just a few people probably mocking our accents and the way we pronounce number 3.
Yeah. So count the three again. You
1, 2, 3.
No,
she's got your
one,
measure,
two,
Bill.
Turn, you see? You do.
Technically, it's 1, 2, 3.
Three, not 2, Bill.
Anyway, we've got a joke here.
So Bill tells a joke at the end of the show. The feedback's usually pretty negative. And sometimes he puts an accent on. He's one of his best Irish ones.
Jimmy Boy, it's an Irish joke, to be sure. Oh, no. And Murphy said to Patty, he said, "What the hell are you doing talking into that envelope there?" Patty said, "I'm sending a voicemail."
Oh, thoughts?
I think a little bit of a Scottish accent came in there. I'm not sure, but we're not the same country.
So. I'll tell you what, Rowie, she can't get off the ground. She's laughing that hard.
I said I was going to have to pretend laugh, so I did that for you anyway. Well,
hey, good work, girls. All the best. What about Friday night? We'll be watching that. You're going to work there, Daisy.
I'll be there. I'll be watching it for best seats in the house I'll have, so all the very best for that. It's 5:40 at Marvel Stadium, Collingwood v Melbourne before the big bushfire relief game. All the very best, girls, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Billy Brownless, Dale Thomas and JB will be back for footy season.
Oh, good on you, Jim. That'd be great to see you. And just if you can just come in here and have a chat one day, that'd be fantastic. Gets paid big money for doing nothing. And I'm going to keys a flog. But anyway... Just out of the jungle, Daisy and I, of course, I was only there 17 days a night. You were there 30 days a night.
A long time, Bill.
And the big question I want to know is, and we're going to throw this open to the Rush Hour family, and they can ring now, 133353. Say that number, Daisy.
133353, Bill.
A bit quicker. But 133353, what have you gone without for a long time?
Okay.
What have you gone without for a long time? Just give us a little tease into the break, Dace.
Andreas Majovic, 18-year-old Australian, 1979, went 18 days in a holding cell without any food or water.
Not the one I was looking for, but no food or no
was water. Forgotten about.
Well,
what about you, Bill?
Sex.
of Bill.
Well, I'm saying it now, so no
Put
one
it
will
to
ring
the phones,
up.
Make Bill stop.
We've got a double pass for all 4 days of the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix to give away. So do give us a call 133353, as well as All Star Mile tickets as well, Bill.
Have we?
Mm-hmm.
That is a 4 day ticket.
Yes, Bill.
Thursday, that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the Rolex Grand Prix.
And you and three mates at the All-Star Mile at Caulfield Racecourse, the beautiful MRCRacing.com.
You also get a merch pack. We could you can have a look at GrandPrixstore.com.
Is that from Tactics? Luce and George will be putting together a merch pack?
Well, mate, I believe the Rolex Australian Grand Prix put it together.
Oh, have they?
And sent it to us. Yeah, it's not just George going and scavenging stuff like roses.
We'll be back at Caulfield, won't we, Dave?
We certainly will.
Who do we got to plug there to get those tickets again?
Just the MRC.racing.com.
133353, Bill.
What have you gone without for a long, long time? Yes, indeed. We're asking the question, how long have you gone without something for a long, long time? We've got Glenn there in Melton West. G'day, Glennie boy.
How are you, Billy?
Ah, wonderful, mate. One out, one back. How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad.
I'm also good. Glenn, Daisy Thomas here, mate. How are you going?
Not too bad, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad.
What do you got for us?
I've gone a week without toilet paper when I went camping.
Oh, okay.
So what did you use? Leaves and twigs?
Leaves? Nah, we're not that bad. Nah, we ended up using disposable cloths that, from the shop. They had no dunny rolls either, so we're that far out.
Yeah, so not too bad. Not the worst substitute you could have had. Leaves would have been a lot worse.
Yeah, it would have lot. They stick.
Very, very good. Thanks for the call, mate. Johnny in
Somerton.
Sorry, I can't see the screen. My eyes are failing me. Johnny?
Yeah, how you going, Daisy?
Very well, mate. How about yourself?
Yeah. Billy boy.
Hey, Johnny boy, what do you got?
Yeah. Well, Daisy would remember this. The last time the Pies won a flag.
Oh,
yeah. I'm still relevant, Johnny. That's why I like it, so they can keep stringing that out if they want.
Yeah, and the last caller.
Yeah.
You can run out of dunny paper. Tissues, brother. Tissues.
Yeah, very good.
Not only is he a Collingwood supporter, he's very well-versed at camping too, Johnny.
You got to take them when you go camping, tissues. Wayne from Moonda. G'day, Wayne-o.
Wayne-o.
How you going, Billy?
Yeah, good. And Daisy, yes, good, thanks. What do you got for us, Wayne-o?
I've cash lotto.
Oh, what do you mean?
It's been a long time since I've had any sort of win.
Or no collect, no cash.
How long have you been playing Tats Lotto?
56. When did it start?
1978, yep. And
yeah.
I don't know.
So money out, no money coming in, Wayne. So
you've never won? Or even a sixth division or something?
Yeah, couple of small prizes, that's about it.
Righto, good work.
Not great, thanks for that. He's James from Altona. James, how are you, buddy?
Good, mate, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
So I went without real proper food for about 8 months to save up for my wife's engagement ring.
Oh.
So I had ramen noodles.
Oh,
yeah! What ramen noodles?
Ramen noodles, permanent noodles. So.
Ramen, R-H-A-M-E-N, yeah. Bill,
H,
not rum.
Correct. What's ramen?
It's the type of noodle, Bill.
Type of noodle, yeah.
Thanks very much for that, Jay.
Bloody ramen noodles.
Some good calls there, Bill. Who's your favourite?
Terrible calls. I'm not giving away a prize. No, we'll give it away one because James had to get engaged, so he saved some money. So, Jimmy boy, you and a mate have scored 4 day tickets, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix, 25th year.
Wow.
Awesome, beautiful.
14
and
in Melbourne.
What, boy,
oh, yeah,
it actually falls on my wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow.
6 years, or just a week shy of it, the 23rd.
Okay, James.
March.
Yep.
Okay.
This is about you, James. We've got.
What's the website too there, please? Rabs?
www.grandprix, that's grand P-R-I-X, store.com.au. We've got another double pass for 4 days.
Big Grand Prix, actually, by the way.
Yeah, and spell it out phonetically for people on the websites.
And Johnny from Southernton.
Was that Somerton?
Hey, yeah, who's a Collingwood supporter. He needs 4 tickets to the Grand Prix also, and you get the merch back. Well done to you, Johnny. Hang on to the line, and Jill, yep, she's still here. She'll take your call.
Up next, Bill's got some footy news for you, and yes, another great Bill's joke after yesterday.
Yeah, some very good reports from yesterday.
It is Triple M's Rush Hour. Dale Thomas filling in for JB and Billy Brownless, all thanks to TaylorMade Golf.
Oh, we love TaylorMade Golf, and I'm going to tell you about the new Response Ball Daisy. It's a brand new golf ball that is tour quality, so they play it on the tours game, And it doesn't cost the same as the tour quality.
We love that, mate. More spin, less spend. Every golf ball has 100% urethane cover. Good. Made for premium feel and increased spin around the greens, which you know nothing about, Bill, but I'm the avid golfer, so we love that.
You do. You just go into any good golf shop and you ask for the TaylorMade Golf Tour Response Ball Tour Performance without the tour price tag. Got some footy news there, Dave.
We do have some footy news. Christian Petrarca, all the Melbourne fans out there will be pumped. He has signed an extension with the footy club, which will see him there until at least the end of 2022.
3 more years, had his best game ever nearly last week, didn't he?
Very good player. Could be anything, that fella. State of Origin news, Robbie Gray is out of the big game to be replaced by Travis Boak for the Vics.
Yep.
I've caught your speaking disease over here, Bill. Ben Cunnington replaced by Andrew Gaff. And the biggest story of the day.
Yes, please.
Jacinta and Buddy Franklin have welcomed their baby girl. Now, you know the name, Bill, so give it to me.
Tallulah.
Hey, you've nailed it. You've nailed it.
Tallulah.
Into the world. So big congratulations to them.
Hey, well done to Buddy. That will be fantastic for him. And Jacinta, of course, that is a big moment. Your first child, you know that, Dave.
Very, very good stuff for them.
Now, there's Tilly.
She's humming, mate. She's going very well. I'll tell you what else is going well. The online feedback. Danny Gibson's hit me up. What the hell? Daisy asks the girls a question. Bill answers it and then asks his own question.
Spot
hashtag
on,
Radiocraft. Give me a chance, mate.
Don't ask them hard questions to pull.
Well, don't answer them.
Well, no one was going to. So someone, and that is Danny, Radiocraft 101, by the way. And Comrade Samo. Yeah, let's get some ramen noodles, Bill, you idiot. Oh.
It's a fair point.
It is. Oh, and the girls won the World Cup too last night. We need to win.
Well, they didn't win the World Cup. They won a match.
I haven't finished, Dick. They won the World Cup game 2 last night. They defeated Sri Lanka, but only by 3 balls. They're in a bit of trouble, 3 for 11. Anyway, Meg Lanning, 41 not out. Well done to her. And they play Bangladesh on Thursday in Canberra. Lucky them. Now, just before we go to the joke, Daisy, just read down who's coming in tomorrow because I'm just going to find a joke.
That's the radio craft we're talking about. We've got North Melbourne and State of Origin player Sean Higgins and the crazy bull, our boy Miguel, the king of the jungle, is going to be on to replace your crappy jokes with one of his very finest.
Good. We need a good joke.
Speaking of, are you ready for Hit Me?
Hit me up.
All right, let's do it.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Here we go. No sponsor. We've got to get a sponsor for that.
We'll get a sponsor. What about Grilled? I look across the road here and I see Healthy Burgers Grilled.
I think if this segment was any good, Bill, it probably would have a sponsor, but hit us with it.
My wife was furious when I told her I put ginger in our curry. She loved that cat.
Oh, and that's, again...
That is very good. I see the Collingwood girls still here laughing. They loved it.
They didn't understand it.
Sharer and Rose, Rowie? Rose Gold.
Very good.
Sarah and Ashley.
Hey, tomorrow, hey, Miguel, that'd be great to have a chat to him. And Shawnee, he's a star.
Superstar, all the North.
Anyway, 6 o'clock tomorrow night, the Rush Hour 2020. Bill and Daisy without Jim.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy is knocked off for the day.
You know what time it is?
What?
Frothy time!
The new TaylorMade Tour Response Ball. Tour quality that doesn't cost the same as tour quality.